Hello and welcome. This is Sharon bringing you the Pantograph for today, Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. We'll begin our reading with this week's Eats of the Week column, Everyone's Got Memories Here. Pfaff's Bakery has been feeding Pontiac for 71 years. Pfaff's Bakery, 313 North Mill Street in Pontiac, dates back to 1954 and will mark 71 years in business this year. Alex Pfaff's grandfather, Julius Pfaff, had worked at his uncle's bakery in Wisconsin after World War II and dreamed of opening his own bakery. So after getting married and relocating to Pontiac, he leased Carter's Bakery, which eventually became his own, and he later passed it to Alex's father, the late Richard Julius Pfaff. Alex's mother, Laura Pfaff, owns the business today while he runs the day-to-day operations. Alex Pfaff also works alongside his wife, Emily, and his brother, Josh, with some help from his 7-year-old son, Jay, whom he hopes will be the fourth generation to run the business someday. Alex Pfaff joked that he does the baking, but his brother does the frying and the eating. Alex's mom and wife work on frosting, while Jay likes to help out at the counter, hold the door for people, and find ways to assist customers. Everything's homemade. Recipes haven't changed since the beginning. Customers came in here when they were my age and they were Jay's age, and now they also have people his age, and everyone's got memories here. Alex Pfaff said of the bakery's uniqueness and long history. As time goes by, just seems like there's less and less stores from my childhood that are even around. It's just nice to be that one place that's still there from the beginning. The bakery still has and uses its original ovens and one Hobart mixer. The mixers were featured recently in a Hobart magazine and in Livingston County magazine. Emily Pfaff said the bakery location previously housed a butcher shop, and the bakery was originally located next door to its current location. Popular items include the chocolate Long Johns, chocolate chip cookies, Smiley's cookies, Zits, chocolate Bismarcks or donuts filled with fluffy white cream and covered in chocolate, and the bakery frosting. In fact, Emily Pfaff said people come in sometimes just to buy their frosting. As for herself, she said her favorite item is the cinnamon tea ring coffee cake. Alex Pfaff said his favorite is what he calls the Iggy Special, which is a caramel top patsky with coconut crunch. Currently, they have a Summer of Smiles special where all Smiley cookies are $1 for the entire month of July. They also have specials on t-shirts and mugs. Of why customers enjoy frequenting the bakery, Alex Pfaff said, the atmosphere. Because this one thing I'm not a big fan of, but everyone else loves it. It looks the same. When they were little, they see their childhood. In addition to cakes, cookies, and donuts, Pfaff offers coffee cakes in raspberry, apricot, butter pecan, blueberry, strawberry, pineapple, cherry, and cinnamon tea ring flavors, and a variety of breads like rye, sourdough, caraway, buttercrust, Vienna, hot dog and hamburger buns, clover leaf rolls, hard rolls, and for Thanksgiving, potato rolls. They also offer custom orders mainly for cakes and the Smileys. Alex Pfaff said he typically requires no more than 2 days' notice for custom orders, but depending on the quantity of items needed, he may require notice of a week or longer. They typically can fulfill an order within the next day. The bakery also offers seasonal items like Christmas tree coffee cakes, Christmas and Halloween cookies, Easter bunny long johns, lamb cakes, Charlie chicken and Billy bunny cookies, Irish soda bread, Patskis, and Beinenstich, a traditional German pastry. Alex Pfaff said the bakery's busiest in the mornings, especially on Fridays and Saturdays, and during the holiday season, from October until after Christmas. From 5 to 10 a.m., he said there's usually a line out the door and all the way to the bank. Like many of his customers, Alex Pfaff has a lifetime of memories at the bakery, as he recalls coming to the bakery pretty much since he was born. He recalled making beds and forts out of sacks of flour and later learned that his dad and older cousin Matt did this as kids too. "Mostly my favorite memory is just being here in general. I was always here. So if you wanted to see Dad, this is where we came. And now I could bring Jay with me. It's fun to watch him," Alex Pfaff said of sharing the family business with his son. As for the future, Alex Pfaff said, "My only goal is to keep it going long enough for Jay. What he decides to do with it, I'll leave that up to him." If you go, again, this is called Pfaff's Bakery. They're located at 313 North Mill Street in Pontiac. Hours are 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, and they're closed on Sundays and Mondays. If you'd like to reach them by telephone, please call 815-844-7957 or look for Pfaff's Bakery page on Facebook. City of Bloomington, downtown streetscape work to start. Council okays $13 million contract for first phase. Work could start as soon as next month on Bloomington's long-awaited downtown streetscape plan, following the City Council's acceptance of a roughly $13.2 million agreement with Stark Excavating Incorporated. The first phase of the improvement project targets Main Street, from Jefferson to Locust Streets, and would add space for delivery vehicles and new sidewalk areas. There also are plans to convert the North Plaza on the 600 block of North Main Street, where Main and East Street curve into each other south of Locust, into a space that can host live entertainment. In May, the City Council rejected the sole bid for Phase 1 work, which was submitted by Stark Excavating. The company had offered a bid of about $22.6 million to perform most of the work, with a completion date of November 20, 2026, as well as the addition of an overhead ring structure in the North Plaza and a conduit system for fiber connections. An alternate proposal to push back the base bid to July 31st, 2027 was estimated to cost $18.6 million. The council in May rejected Stark's bid, but waived technical bidding requirements to allow the city staff to enter into negotiations for the first phase. Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus said the result was a $13 million project estimate that identified reductions to the North Main Street portion that would not cheapen the project or reduce it from what residents would expect out of such an investment. "At the end of the day, we all rolled up our sleeves, Stark included, who is the bidder, and were able to identify $4.8 million in total reductions from the original bid," Tyus said. Tyus said the city was able to negotiate about $1 million in reduced costs without compromising key project elements. Another $816,000 was cut by using an existing utility contract for vault filling under downtown sidewalks. City Public Works and Parks staff would perform landscaping, furniture removal, and new amenity installation that would save another $700,000. The staff was then able to cut another $1.7 million by narrowing the scope of certain elements. Decorative lighting would be replaced with standard fixtures. Ornamental lighting at an EV charging station would be removed, and amphitheater seating at the north end would be simplified into a practical concrete design. These reductions also lowered the project's contingency amount by $500,000. The work will be funded by about $10.3 million in reserves, a $2 million state grant, and $1.6 million in fiscal 2026 enterprise funds. Taya said local contributions to the project will only be $177,000 higher than what was estimated in the April 2024 master plan. Taya said about 76% of the total cost of the first phase would be dedicated to infrastructure projects like water main replacements. About 40 cents of every dollar spent on the streetscape project as a whole would be spent on infrastructure, he added. Bloomington City Manager Jeff Jurgens said some staging could begin later this month, but work would officially begin by August or September. The city is also having conversations with private lot owners about leasing space for additional parking. Although the project was approved unanimously, Alderwoman Sheila Montney said she's uncomfortable with the backlog of city infrastructure projects that need to be performed. She requested that the city perform an inventory on all deferred maintenance projects the city has or will have in the near future. Everything we do has an opportunity cost, and we need to start thinking about things and evaluating things with opportunity costs also in mind, Montney said. Although most of the work has been decided, the use bike lanes or flex lanes has not been finalized. A public meeting is planned for 5 to 7 p.m. on July 31st at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts to collect additional feedback. Today's Flick Fact question. The McLean County Health Department building at Front and Madison in downtown Bloomington, just northwest of the Law and Justice Center, 40 years ago was a popular restaurant. Can you name it? And the answer, it was Maxwell's Continental Cafe. The all-you-can-eat evening buffet was $7.95, and cocktails during happy hour were 75 cents. From the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, on July 16, 1925, work has been started on the new reinforced concrete bridge on Jersey Avenue, just east of the Shady Nook dance platform. 10 men are now busy excavating it for the new structure. The bridge will cost $4,006 and is to be completed in a month. The floods of last summer washed the old bridge away, and since then no vehicles have been able to pass over the creek at this place. There has been a plank bridge, safe only for pedestrians. 75 years ago, on July 16, 1950, although there has been no stampede to the Bloomington recruiting offices since the Korean War started, military enlistments here have been considerably higher than normal, roughly twice as high. 16 men were accepted by the armed services in June. In the last week or so of June and so far in July, 31 have signed up. If they pass their physical exams in Chicago, they will enter the armed forces and be counted as July recruits. 50 years ago, on July 16, 1975. This is Normal's first full summer with two swimming pools in operation, and the numbers reflect as much. So far this season, 18,882 swimmers have used the town's two pools at Ash and Fairview Parks, nearly twice the attendance from last summer. A total of $34,807 has been collected so far for season passes, swimming lessons, gate receipts, concession sales, and locker rental. And 25 years ago today, July 16, 2000, patrols of Comlara Park near Hudson changed over from park police to McLean County Sheriff deputies about a year ago. County officials say that the new system, which reflects a change in philosophy emphasizing voluntary compliance, is working fine. The number of tickets for traffic and ordinance violations is way down, from 228 issued in 1998 to 28 in 1999 and 8 so far this year. Normal Stride and Ride set for Sunday. The Normal Stride and Ride will take place from 8 to 11 a.m. this Sunday, July 20th, marking Park and Recreation Month, as well as the first open street event for the town of Normal. The event will allow the community to explore College Avenue, Mulberry Street, from Anderson Park to Main Street, from a different vantage point, and will take place rain or shine, according to the news release. Participants can walk or walk with their dogs, jog, run, or bike the route. This year is a pilot to gauge community interest and participation. We hope for a great turnout, stated Doug Damery, director of Normal Parks and Recreation. After enjoying the route and fun at Event Central at Anderson Park, we encourage folks to take advantage of all that Uptown Normal has to offer. College Avenue, Mulberry Street, from Anderson Park to Main Street will close starting at 7 a.m. and is estimated to reopen at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. The event will kick off in the west parking lot of Anderson Park and will proceed west along College Avenue, Mulberry Street, to Main Street, turn around at Main Street, and proceed down College Avenue back to the park. Participants can join at any point. Water stations will be available near the Ecology Action Center at Event Central at Anderson Park. Other traffic implications are as follows. Traffic along Fell Avenue and Linden Street at the College Avenue and Mulberry Street intersections will be directed by the Normal Police Department. The following streets will be fully closed where they intersect with College and Mulberry: School Street, Broadway Avenue, Constitution Boulevard, Oak Street, Walnut Street, and Maple Street. Access to College Avenue will end at Beach Street. Beach Street and Main Street will remain open for north and south traffic. Detour signs will be at Grandview Street, Vernon Avenue, Beach Street, and Willow Street to guide east and west traffic. Parking will be available in the east lot at Anderson Park and at Chittix Junior High School and the Parkinson Street surface lot south of Uptown. Following the event, there will be activities including an inflatable obstacle course, yoga and Zumba, cornhole, disc golf, giant Jenga and Yahtzee, and swimming at Anderson Pool, which will open an hour earlier than usual at 10 a.m. The Pizza Paya food truck will offer breakfast pizzas. There also will be booths from the Children's Discovery Museum, Friends of the Constitution Trail, Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Illinois Art Station, Lake Run Club, McLean County Wheelers, McLean County Regional Planning Commission, Normal Public Library, Often Running, Strongtown's Blono, and Zoo Lady Face Painting. Teen reported missing since July 9th. The Normal Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing 15-year-old girl who's been missing since earlier this month. Police say Camilla M. was last seen around noon on July 9th in the 200 block of Park Trail Road in Normal. The Normal Police Department described her in a social media post as 5'4" tall and 120 pounds with red hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a black t-shirt and blue jean shorts. Anyone with information regarding Camilla's location is asked to call the department at 309-888-5030. The police department also added, if you or someone you know is thinking about running away, please call Project Oz at any time at 309-827-0377 to speak with a Crisis counselor about your alternatives. Free air monitoring workshop on July 21st. The Bloomington Normal Community Air Research and Education Program will host a free air monitoring workshop from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Monday, July 21st at the Ecology Action Center, 202 West College Avenue, Normal. Advance registration is required online at ecologyactioncenter.org/event/BNCARE Air Quality Monitor Training. Space is limited. The workshop will offer hands-on training with the program's portable air monitors and also will teach residents about the program, air quality, and public health impacts of air pollution. They have already been various air quality events in Bloomington Normal this summer, including the mid-May dust storms and multiple days of drifting wildfire smoke from Canada at the beginning of June. So the EAC believes this event is more important than ever. Two streets in Bloomington Normal closing for repairs. West MacArthur Avenue from South Morris Avenue to South Allen Street in Bloomington will be closed to all traffic starting at 6 a.m. Wednesday for water work. This section of West MacArthur will reopen as soon as work is completed. A road closure is also planned in Normal on South Parkside Road between West Hovey Avenue and Aaron Drive for pavement repair. The closure will begin at 5:30 a.m. today, and all northbound and southbound traffic will be routed on Aaron Drive and South Bone Drive. The lane closure is expected to reopen at 8 a.m., weather permitting. Sheriff Lane to retire. McLean County Sheriff Matt Lane will not seek a second term next year, planning instead to retire at the end of his current term after 28 years with the department. Lane announced his plans Monday in a news release, saying he had made the difficult decision after much thought. He was the lone candidate to seek the position in 2022 after McLean County Sheriff John Sandage retired following his 30 years of service. "I take great pride in this agency and all that we have accomplished together," Lane wrote in the release. "The incredible people I've had the privilege to work with and serve throughout my career have been my motivation each day and will continue to be until my last day in office." Lane worked for a year and a half in Logan County at the Atlanta Police Department before coming to the McLean County Agency nearly three decades ago. When he initially took over as sheriff, he became responsible for overseeing 140 employees and an $11.2 million budget, as well as the McLean County Jail, which averaged roughly 215 inmates at the time. When Lane took office, he vowed to be a sheriff for everyone and increase staffing. At the time, the department had 53 law enforcement officers and 64 correctional officers, and were down by about 9 law enforcement and 12 correctional officers due to retirements. The hiring process was adjusted to help alleviate the issue. Lane also aimed to improve the department's relationships with community mental health providers and help accelerate the process of transferring individuals to the right facilities. Lane also worked to ensure deputies are equipped with body cameras and helped guide the department through the transition following Illinois' elimination of cash bail in 2023. Lane thanked his family and friends in the news release for their unwavering support over the last several years and shared his gratitude for McLean County citizens for entrusting him to keep the community safe. The election will be on November 3, 2026. The filing period for candidates to get on the ballot is June 15th through 22nd. Join us for Bollywood Night, Friday, August 22nd. Music, dancing, food, vendors, and fun benefiting Easter Seals of Central Illinois. This will take place at the Park Regency Hotel and Conference Center in Bloomington. You can contact A. Marlowe at EasterSealsCI.com for more information, or go to zephy.com/ticketing/Bollywood Night by Easter Seals. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the Pantograph for Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. Please stay tuned.